Safety Net Studio presents.
All right, good news, bad news situation. Good news, season 5 is now available. Bad news is it won't be available for free anymore, and it won't be available on streaming services. We've had to move behind a paywall. I think you can guess why. I've literally made it as cheap as humanly possible, the lowest amount that Patreon would allow me to charge for a monthly fee. It is so dirt cheap. It's less than $5 a month Canadian, if my math is right. Sign up. The new episode is up right now. I know it's up late. Deal with it. That's what we had to do to get this done. Patreon.com/safetynetstudio. No, that's wrong. Patreon.com/WheelerAfterDark. Wheeler After Dark on Patreon. As it stands right now, just audio. You're just going to get the podcast, the audio that you've come to know and love for the foreseeable future. We will add incentives as we go along. Who knows? Jaguar may want to have a custom cock ring. There might be a coffee mug. That'll be Tommy's. Candace will probably want to give you a Brunswick branded something. Me, I just want to give you the audio. We'll work on the tiers later. Go sign up now. I know this is a shock to the system. I know you weren't expecting this. Neither were we. This was literally a decision that was made within the last 6 hours of upload time. If you sign up right now to patreon.com/WheelerAfterDark, you will get today's audio. All right? This week's audio. It's a good episode. And to prove that point, we're going to give you 6 minutes of it, and then you can download the rest. And then I'll fill with some music.
I have so lonely, but cannot hold thee, fading like a dream, the shadows fall.
I want to go back to Tommy's balls for a second.
Oh, let's do it.
I always want to go back to Tommy's balls.
Let's put them
drop them on the table.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's put it all on the table here.
You guys all shave your balls?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a quick answer.
Yeah. Well,
it's not like, I don't know. Let me think about that for
a
second.
With a razor, like with a do you use like a Gillette cream and then use a razor on it?
Or yeah, you trim them down with a guard. Yeah. Always use a guard. And then I've made that mistake a few times. Yep. Actually, quite a few. There's a few scars on my sack.
It's funny. It just leaks then blood. Like
it
crazy.
Just bleeds like crazy. And then the little quick razor job.
Yep.
I had a buddy who was afraid of putting a razor down there, so he would pluck all the way down his chode.
What?
He goes, only fourth or fifth one bleeds.
Oh. He plucked him?
Yeah, plucks.
Why fucking
hockey players, man. It's a hockey player thing.
I use the Manscaped. It's a wonderful little tool that's made specifically for the Twig and Giggleberries. It's lovely. It's awesome.
I haven't used it since the first time
tried it.
Yeah,
well, okay, you tried it on your face. They're meant for your balls.
No, I tried it on my sack and it tore it open. It was bleeding everywhere. I think I did it wrong, but fuck it. I must have done it wrong.
I think so.
What did I do wrong?
I have no advice.
Candace, what did I do wrong? Yeah. Candace, when you shave your balls.
No, I tuck them up in. Yeah, like I'm a tucker.
Oh, you tuck. Okay, yeah. Got it. Just, got it.
She just moves it on the other side of the bonus hole.
F off.
For the record, I would like to say I read a headline the other day, and I am going to tell you 100% that I am on board with this. The trans and binary community, the doctors are being asked to use a term as bonus hole as to not offend trans and binary people. And I am 100% on board with this because I can use bonus hole on the air and not get in trouble. You're like, man, stop being a bonus hole.
Oh, you can say that.
Totally. I am totally on board with this terminology. If this is going to be accepted as medical terminology, I am in. Bonus hole.
How is that word medical?
I am for sure listening to your show tomorrow morning.
Welcome to the bonus hole episode. Yeah. Yeah, you found it.
Yeah. Welcome to Dave's last day at Energy 106.
Oh my gosh. Do you think you could use that really on air?
If doctors are being encouraged to use it, then is that not the gold
standard?
Is that
true? Is that actually happening? Is that a real thing?
It was a headline that I had read. It was a headline that I would read.
A lot of things.
Yeah, but like where on like?
I'm gonna wait to see if it takes hold first.
Yeah, maybe read the room.
Yeah, read the room first. Back to Tommy's balls. I'm curious, Tommy. Are you nervous? Like, what are your expectations of this?
Yeah, just gonna go there, get it done. That's it. I mean, I was thinking about getting the upgrade where they give you the laughing gas.
Put an extra ball in there?
Yeah. But can you make them bigger? And can you make my dick look bigger too?
Then you got to make your balls look smaller.
I've been already trimming the bush around it and it still doesn't look bigger. No. Because apparently the way they do it, it feels like almost like a rubber band. If you snap a rubber band on your hand, but it's like $400 extra, and I'm just like, nah, I'm just gonna get the needle.
No,
whatever.
Don't waste your money. It's fine. It feels like a hard pinch.
Yeah,
and then it's over.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
then
not,
you don't feel anything.
No, I just want to get it done because like a couple months ago, my wife's like, I was 5 days late. I was shitting my pants. I didn't want to tell you. I'm like, oh fuck. That was like, okay, I'm making an appointment.
Yeah.
So I just want
to
get it.
I can. Yeah. I'm happy to be your driver because they don't let you.
That's right, yeah.
Drive
okay,
home.
Cool.
So I'm happy
we'll
to
go for whiskey.
Dave, you did that for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it. It was much appreciated.
And don't forget, give yourself some time. I'm not saying you're going to have a bad recovery or good recovery. I remember talking about it on the air after, and guys were like, fuck you, I went back to work that day. And
fuck
I wrestled
that.
A bear.
Oh, no. My work gives us a week off. So.
Yeah, no, and honestly, take take the week.
I think I'm going to milk it. I'm still sore. I'm going to stay for another week. I don't care.
I sat on a bag of frozen peas for 5 days straight, and I wasn't taking any chances. I'm like, I'm not allowing this to get
fucked
up.
No.
Some dudes went back to work, you know, labor jobs and stuff, and they ended up blowing out a nut. Like, I don't know how you dislocate a nut, but some guy's whole just had a story about how he dislocated it because he went back too early.
Does it fall?
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
Dislocate it? Does it crack in half?
I don't know.
I don't know how
what's
that
a
works.
Nut made out of?
Flesh?
Some kind of
cartilage?
No, it's cells.
Cells?
Yeah.
A hard.
Combination of cells.
Yeah, I'm getting the scalpelus
nice
thing. So
laser,
it's like, apparently it's like little scissors that they just kind of punctured the sac, and it opens up a little hole. It's like the size of a nail, and then they just kind of pull out the cord or whatever.
I made the mistake of taking my eyes off the video screen at one point, and all I saw was him like holding up spaghetti noodles like this up in the air. And I just put my head back down. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sakes, why did I look?
Yeah. It wasn't actually your sack. It was just spaghetti noodles.
He went over his lunch break. That's what happens.
So the thing is, every time I go, so my brother-in-law, he's a dentist, and
That's not a good idea, man.
So every time I go for cleaning or any dental work, like, especially when he freezes me, like, he already knows put in a block because I pass out.
Really?
I fall asleep, and then he's just, like, working on it. He's like, okay, we're done. Wake up. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm thinking if they freeze my balls, the chances are I can fall asleep in, like, 5 minutes, so I'll have a nap.
It's, like, it's not even 15 minutes.
Well, yeah. I need 5 minutes to fall asleep.
Like, I put on a podcast. I had my headphones with me, and I put on a podcast, and
I
made it.
I might do that.
It was 10 minutes, and then they tapped me, and it was over. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
So,
and then you don't need the laughing gas.
Do they wash
shit.
Your
it
balls
matter.
Too? Like, you know, like a regular disinfectant, like an iodine or something.
Yeah. I mean, I thoroughly washed them before I went.
Oh, I'm gonna not shower for a week.
Oh,
did you wind yours up before you went in to make sure you had like some good girth, just in case like there was like, you know, like you want to present well,
like a little slap? Did I give it a couple slaps?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just kind of play a little pocket pool, make sure it's, you know, it's got some blood rushing down.
Dude,
there.
Someone
so
was
you,
about
you
to
want to present well.
Someone was about to cut into my nutsack. I was hard as a rock.
We're gonna need somebody in here. Show them pictures of flowers, things that will.
It's gonna
not
be blood.
Make this man
you're gonna
hard.
Have to deal with what comes of that.
Because she loves a man, she feels so bad now that he has gone away. So has his picture near. It can't love and call her dear. So she admits she's hungry for some real life love, and often wishes Bill were here. For when she walks, she always walks with Billy, 'cause Billy knows just where to walk. And when she talks, she always talks with Billy, 'cause Billy knows just how to talk. And when she dines, she always dines with Billy. He takes her where she gets her fill. And when she sleeps, and when she sleeps, she always dreams of Bill. It seems somehow each man she meets makes eyes at her, but it only makes her blue. Day a lot of handsome chaps he sees, to her sweetheart he'll be true. She has kissed his picture till it no longer looks like Bill. If he knew how she was longing for him, he'd come home. Then her heart with joy he'd fill. For when she walks, she always walks with Billy, 'cause Billy knows just where to walk. And when she talks, she always talks with Billy, 'cause Billy knows just how to talk. And when she dines, she always dines with Billy. He takes her where she gets. And when she sleeps, and when she sleeps, she always dreams of
just because you're shining, you're all alone. men just worship the ground. Maybe I wouldn't be hearing this round if it wasn't for you.
Worries me someone else. Maybe that's what I'm gone. In my dreams I see a couple spooning on the lawn. That very thought just keeps me worried. I lay awake till the break of the dawn. I must hurry back, for someone else may be there while I'm gone.
For me and my gal,
for me and my gal.
Everybody's echoing to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sewing every Tuesday and down. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime I'm gonna build a little home for you, for three or more in Dublin, for me and my gal. See the relatives there.
See the relatives there.
Looking over the pair.
Looking over the pair.
They can tell at a glance.
They can tell at a glance.
It's a loving romance.
It's a loving romance.
It's a wonderful sight.
It's a wonderful sight.
As the families unite.
As the families unite.
It makes the boy proud.
That boy feels proud.
As he says to the crowd.
Says to the crowd.
The bells are ringing.
Hear the ring, hear the ring.
For me and my gal.
Love to hear
the birds are singing.
Hear the ring.
For me and my gal.
For me and my gal.
Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sewing every Tuesday and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime I'm gonna build a little home for you, for three or more in Dublin, for me and my
thank you. sugar. Everybody's crying cause it's mighty scarce up here. Buy it, try it, just go out and buy it and you'll find it's mighty dear. But I don't care, I'm going where I've got enough to last a year. There's a lump of sugar down in Dixie and it's all my own. He's the sweetest little bunch of sweetness I have ever known. Every glance that he gives me puts sugar in my tea. His kiss is all like honey, yummy, 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 sweeter than the honey to the bee. There's a choo-choo leaving here this evening, bound for Caroline, and it's going to take me to that little lollipop of mine. He's the one that Mr. Hoover ought to meet. Puts his finger in the pie and makes it sweet. My little lump of sugar down in Dixie, mine, oh mine. Tutti Frutti, don't compare with Cutie waiting across the Dixon line. He says, Ida, Ida, maybe sweeter cider, but I'm as sweet as wine. Nothing could be sweeter than he, believe me, folks, I'm glad he's mine. There's a lump of sugar down in Dixie, and it's all my own. He's the sweetest little bunch of sweetness I have ever known. Every glance that he gives me puts sugar in my tea. His kiss is all like honey, yummy, 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 sweeter than the honey to the bee. There's a choo-choo leaving here this evening, bound for Caroline.
Talking?
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like I'm going to be really crusty today on the show. When someone yells stop, I don't know if it's in the name of love, it's hammer time, or if I should collaborate and listen.
Check.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new edition. How's that? Well, that's yours. Something grab a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I glow.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Bum rush a speaker that booms. I'm killing the stage like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play.
If it was a problem, yo, I'd solve it. Check out
the hook where the DJ revolves it.
Ice, baby. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ice, baby.
Check.